Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Adel DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you every month too, Shaquan. Thanks for touching base.
You are absolutely welcome, as we're here in the month of July, so school not too far away when you really think about it for 2025-2026. But this past Monday, July 14th, you guys held your latest school board meeting. And so, you know, there are a few items on the agenda that I'd like to cover. So we'll start here with the general obligation bonds for 2025. Can you explain the process behind this?
Yes, I sure can. The action items on the board agenda for July follow the selling of another $8+ million of general obligation bonds to construct the new high school. So the things that we took care of were just the legal obligations following the sale of those bonds. So it's something that takes place every time we issue a new series, and we'll issue the full extent of the GO bonds for the new high school and the other projects that were on that ballot in chunks. And so this follows the recent sale of a bit over $8 million in GO bonds.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And now, can you talk about the number worlds math implemented at Meadowview Elementary and what benefits are maybe attached to this program?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it'll be implemented in a variety of manners, K through eight. So our Meadowview through a second grade through eighth grade. So it extends through Meadowview and DeSoto Intermediate and through our middle school. Number worlds is simply a math intervention that will add to our base curriculum to help students with number fluency. You know, as we continue this will be our third year of math implementation of the new curriculum. We continue to find the need to provide supplemental interventions for students who are currently struggling. So we think this will be a good option for us to add to our resources to help students.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent, Greg Defoe, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And now, Greg, I mean, you mentioned the general obligation bond having to do with the new construction of the ADM, the new ADM high school that's under construction right now. And so there were other items on the agenda that kind of pertain to that as well. And so the board approved a quote for the insurance coverage from Builders Risk. And yeah, can you talk about this? And you know, have you worked with this company before? Do you like their operations? And if you haven't worked with them, why are you excited to now?
Yeah, it's just a good price for us. You know, we rely on EMC, our insurance carrier, to help us secure this insurance policy for the construction phase of the new high school. So that's what the board approved on Monday night, was the construction of builder's insurance while it's in the construction phase. So, you know, it's just a necessary thing that we do each time we construct a new facility, and the board approved that contract with Builders Risk.
Awesome. And highlight the couple of services that Mid-American Energy is going to be adding to the school with kind of the gas piping and the meter and stuff like that.
Yeah, again, that's a pretty routine set of actions. You know, you open a new building, you have to bring utilities to it. And, you know, gas is obviously a major utility, and Mid-American helps us do that. So we approved a couple of action items that will allow them to bring gas to the new high school. So fairly pedestrian, but, you know, a decent sized project, and Mid-American's a good partner for us.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, a couple more things to finish up here. Now, what are you currently working on to prepare for the upcoming 2025-2026 school year?
Yeah, well, there's, you know, July is a quieter month for us, so it gives us a chance to turn our attention to the fall. You know, we'll have teachers back, I think, you know, roughly in a month. You know, so our new teachers, I think, return to us on the 14th. You know, so things are getting close. We know our teachers and non-12-month staff are still enjoying their vacation. We're getting ready for those pre-service days, all the meetings and professional development that's held, you know, in the days leading up to the first day of school. Registration's in process, you know, as we continue to register families for school in the fall, including getting transportation lined up for those students who need busing. You know, every department, you know, our custodial and buildings and grounds crews readying the buildings, you know, if they have a massive you know, cleaning process that takes place every summer to clean and ready the buildings for another full year. You know, so our operations departments are really busy. Technology, you know, they're working very hard to get in new devices and issue them. We're issuing new devices to some teachers and staff. You know, so there's all those things that are taking place. Technology updates, a variety of those that are best placed in the summer. And then, you know, we're also working on our full year professional development plan for teachers and developing that plan. So we're ready to hit the road when the teachers return to us. So a lot going on in the summer. It's a busy time. We're used to the flow, and there is a bit more time for that kind of planning, you know, when students are in session.
Absolutely. And yeah, thanks for going over all that. Hope you're having a great summer. I've seen you in Adel catching some of the, you know, baseball and softball games, and the softball team going back to the state tournament. So going to be playing in Fort Dodge. So I know you'll probably be heading there, as so will I. So yeah, really, yeah, really excited there. And yeah, you know, it's always great to see the athletes doing well.
You know, no question. You know, we have talented students and just, you know, and just everything, every activity, every sport. Softball is the most recent example of some success that's been very fun. So we wish the girls and the coaching staff the best, and there'll be a lot of us up in Fort Dodge for sure.
Absolutely. Well, again, that is the ADM School Superintendent Greg Defoe joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to stop here and talk with me.
You bet. Take care, and you have a great rest of your day.
Hey, thank you. You as well. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.